This is a special 518 session. We're here at the Cock and Bull Restaurant out in Galway. Very excited to be here. Ryan, your band Ramblers Home is here, about ready to play us a few songs.
Yep, sure is.
How did you get this band together?
It's a long time coming. Kevin and I lived in Colorado together for a while, and we kind of started it with some friends there, and we were, you know, hardly anything, just basement jamming out. Through the years, we kind of carried the name, and we've all been kind of traveling a lot. It was a long time before I had a chance to kind of settle down and actually work out original music with people and to kind of get everybody together. So as of the last like 2.5-3 years, I guess, just settling down in Saratoga again, I was able to kind of piece together this band. John, the drummer, I've been friends with him since I was 12, and we were like kind of garage band playing Fall Out Boy when we were 13. And JP was in my kindergarten class. Proud of that. Caroline was, she kind of came in the band about 2 years ago now, just about, and just saw her singing an open mic, and then I saw Angelina singing an open mic. They were great, so just kind of pulled it all together. It's been about this formation for about like a solid year and a half, and then we just met Eric last week at a barn party, and he was very good. We were very blessed to have him come and join us on the trumpet today. So
this will be his first show today.
Eh? His first show, his first official 25 minutes playing with us, I'd say. Yeah, should be fun.
Cool. Now, Ryan, how'd you get the name Ramblers Home? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. It's, you know, up in the air to who really said it first or what it was. It was kind of an idea more so than a band name, where we, you know, kind of want to make properties eventually. You know, the big dream is to have properties and venues and sustainable housing all across the country for people to go play music at and to host shows. And to have this barn is just a beautiful venue and a really great example of that, of just good food and good music. And, you know, that's kind of the ultimate dream, is if we could build this thing up past a band to be able to have, you know, kind of hubs where, you know, people can come and enjoy good music and good food and everything like that. So it was more of an idea. So the name kind of came from that, as like a home for ramblers, but also ambiguous in that it's just, don't use the apostrophe, because it's kind of either a home for ramblers or it's the, you know, it's the home of rambler, you know, and it's one that you, I guess, carry with you anywhere as well. So to get a little existential, I guess.
I like getting existential on a hot summer afternoon.
Yeah.
It makes it feel right. How does the songwriting work? Do you do most of the writing, or do you work
with the
band?
Well, the tunes here today, I wrote these tunes, but we've been working out. You know, as at first, it was a lot of covers for years, because we were all traveling so much that we never really got a chance to work out material of our own. So then I've always been writing through the years, and this was like the first opportunity I had to kind of bring that to the table. And so we've been really focused on a lot of my tunes, because it's been a lot of work to get everybody together, and it's material that's there. But we've been slowly working in. We do a tune of Carolyn's, and we're working in some of Angelina's tunes, and our saxophone player is not present today. He has a tune with us. We really want to open it up. It's been leaning on my stuff, just because I've been sitting on it for years and trying to get it out there and something to do. So
this is a special 518 session at the Cock and Bull Restaurant in Galway today. We're recording this here. So what would you like to start off with first?
We're going to do a tune called Daisy Chain. It's kind of a like gypsy-ish kind of melody I wrote a long time ago. Probably Tom Waits inspired, mostly, I'd have to say. Don't go far at all. Yet it grows so tall. Me, you could say, I've seen it all. Yet I still feel so small. It's just a daisy chain. Sun and the rain.
Sun and the rain.
Day and the night.
Day and the night.
Wrong and the right.
Wrong and the right.
To work or to play.
To work or to play.
To go or to stay.
Go or to stay.
The comfort and pain.
Comfort and pain.
Lost in the game.
Lost in the game.
it sure as hell ain't mine. Product of circumstance and time. We're the tales have been told for oh so long. Same old stories, a different song. It's just a daisy chain.
This is Ryan Sullivan of Rambler's Home for Local 518 every day. It's exit 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT.
Think there was a time not so long ago. Romance plenty. Finding true love was like finding a penny. Guess times have changed. Smile on the bus and she looks at you strange. She walks out the door. 'Cause you can't find love on the train. No. Station, make it your stone time. Look around for your standing ovation. She's standing there, it's rude to stare. But she may be the girl of your dreams. She walks out the door. Can't find love on the train no more. Try to speak your grief, but you walk out the door. 'Cause you can't find love on the train no more. platform in Florence. I was digging her hair. She knew I was lost. Showed me where to go and helped me with my fare. She played music too. I thought to myself, hey, ain't that great? She walked out the door.
This special 518 session, we're recording this at the Cock and Bull Restaurant in Galloway, and we've got Ramblers Home here. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for playing these songs.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having us here.
This is a really neat project you have here.
Thank you.
Where do you think you guys are going to be going with this?
I'm just trying to drag everybody out of this town and go do it and get on tour, and because this is something I've been like long time coming with, just traveling around and finding people and, you know, hearing the music from different spots, really itching to like kind of get this group of folks to like the places in the country that I've kind of traveled to and feel that it's most appropriate for and kind of like most receptive.
So maybe take the show on the road a bit.
Yeah, that's the idea. Hopefully, you know, next spring is kind of the idea. Right now we're just kind of working at the tunes and trying to get through them.
You mentioned earlier about how most of the songs that you're doing right now are yours. How do you envision songs being written in the future? Do you envision people getting together to write or bringing songs and then becoming Ramblers Home songs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've already kind of, you know, people bring lyrics or kind of general, you know, chords to the table and stuff. And even, you know, the songs that we just listened to, they've been heavily worked out as well and influenced by everybody here and totally changed up. It's always up for interpretation. There's parts that there is no room to move it and stuff like that. I dream of a time where we're all intimate enough and in close quarters enough and playing enough to where we can be all collectively writing tunes together. I think it's mainly a timing thing with just trying to wrangle 6 to 8 people into a room once a week and trying to get those people to just kind of want to play as well and not just go get to business and work on material. It's something that just with time is something that I want to expand on more and just get more comfortable with everybody kind of being vulnerable and bringing everything to the table and allowing people to criticize and do that whole thing. It's just a dance that we're still kind of, I feel like, on the surface of just because of the number and everything like that. That's probably one of the bigger challenges, is breaking through that kind of surface of me bringing a song to the table and then we just go through it to, you know, everybody kind of like piecing something together, which I think takes a lot of time and intimacy and everything like that. Something that we're working at.
Who would you say would be the biggest influences on the band musically?
Personally, when I write and when I think about, you know, a band, my picture perfect band in my mind is a combination between the California Honey Drops and Railroad Earth. Soulful, good timing, and then also rootsy, and bringing all that together, where Kevin and I kind of found bluegrass in Colorado, and that was a massive influence on me, just playing, really just did nothing but play bluegrass for years. And then kind of that brought me to New Orleans kind of style, Dixieland music and all that kind of like old ragtime stuff, old jazz tunes, and just kind of scratching the surface on all that. Yeah, my biggest influence, I'd say, definitely is Railroad Earth, the California Honey Drops. I have to throw in the Grateful Dead, because, I mean, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that.
Awesome. We're live at EXT, a special 518 session at the Cock and Bull Restaurant in Galloway, and we've got Ramblers Home here. Why don't you guys finish up with a song? What would you like to play?
All right, this next tune is going to be called Barter. I wrote this about a good friend of mine. She won't budge with me sometimes, you know, so, yeah.
money don't buy love, and love don't pay the rent. Karma don't work all the time, well, it can leave you feeling spent. And I ain't saying don't be giving, well now give all that you can. It's gonna take you some sacrifice, some hard work, I don't think you understand. I can't bother with you, want it all for nothing, and that I can't do. Come on, you should know that just ain't how it goes. You gotta carry your load. On the moon so long, it's lonely as can be. And there's time to climb the mountains, but it's sad that there are days that you have to work, though it may hurt, cause all you ever wanna do is play. I can't bother with you, you want it all for nothing, and that I can't do. Come on, you should know that just ain't how it goes.
This is Ryan Sullivan of Rambler's Home. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.